the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
And how we love the truth of that glorious message of the cross. Praise God. Let us turn this morning to the 24th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 24. Very familiar portion. Let us begin with verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. We would continue with these messages on watching and want to concentrate today for just a little while on the consequence of one who does not watch. Verse 43, know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And so there is a consequence. There will be a loss. As we find here, this man's house was broken up. That is, the good man of the house, broken up because he was not watching. You will notice that the thief here, is Jesus refers to himself as being the thief, as coming unawares. And so it is so important that we too understand that we must watch. I know that most of Christendom today teach this as being the rapture of the church, and these words do apply in part to the church. But I want to notice here that the way it is taught by the majority of the church really is not accurate. There are so many of our day that teach and preach that when Jesus comes again, he will come down and he will gather together all the saved. He will take them back to heaven. The rest will be left and eventually go to hell. But that really is not the teaching of the scripture. I want to concentrate especially on these verses, verse 40 and 41. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Verse 41, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. And most, once again, teach that those who are taken away to heaven. And those who are left will remain and eventually be cast into hell. It is important to realize here, we are in the time of the days of Noah. These words apply right now. But again, verses 40 and 41 are taken out of context. If you back up to verse 39, we read, we talk about those in the days of Noah, and they were drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, all of those things going on today, absolutely. Verse 39, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Then we read in verse 40, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Likewise, the women grinding. Men assume that the taking away in verses 40 and 41 mean taking away to heaven, but that's not in context with what he says. If we follow the exact same pattern here as those who were taken away in Noah's day, those who are taken away will be taken away in judgment, exactly like those in Noah's day were taken away in judgment. The one that is left will be left alive on the earth to face another day. This is why I say that these verses apply only in part to the church. And I hope that we understand that as we go on through this message. If you will notice once again here in verse 43, Jesus said, if he had known, in verse 43, in what watch the thief would come. Now the little word watch here refers to a period of time. And with that thought in mind, let us go to the 13th chapter of Mark. Because there we find that Jesus identified, and he tells us there are actually four night watches. And contrary to popular opinion taught in the church today, that Jesus is just going to come down, appear, the rapture of the church, and it's all over, this is not so. I hope we understand by the time this message is done that Jesus will make an appearance in all four of these watches that we are talking about, and they are night watches. It is Isaiah who says, "Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night?" And so we read of these night watches. Notice Mark 13, and we have the same wonderful scenario outlined that is recorded there in Matthew 24. The Gospels also do exactly the same. But let us go down to verse 31. Jesus says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." And then the exhortation in verse 33, "Take you heed, watch, and also pray, for you know not when the time is." Skip down to verse 35. We have already been told these are the same days of Noah. These are the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 35, "Watch you therefore. You know not when the master of the house comes." This is the same teaching that Jesus says he will be coming as a thief. Men will be unaware that he is there. I have heard in time past some people denying or saying there's no such thing as a secret rapture. If Jesus is coming as a thief, it's secret to somebody, I'll guarantee you that. And so he is warning us to watch. But this is what I want to emphasize. He is talking to those who would be watching in the night. Verse 35, "Watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. At even," number one, "midnight," number two, second watch, "cock crowing" is the third watch, "in the morning" is the fourth. And I repeat, Jesus will make an appearance in all of those watches. It is important that we understand how these things relate to our own lives. The first watch is even. We have already noted and continue to emphasize in so many messages that we are currently in the days of Noah. We should currently be looking for Jesus to come at any minute. But this is what we need to understand. The even is the time. This is the first watch of the night. The even indicates that the tribulation has already started. We are not there yet. But Jesus has the same message, and the same pattern will prevail throughout all of these watches, except the last one. There will be those who are looking for him, and there will be those who are not looking for him, and he will come on them as a thief. This is a wonderful time for us to live, because we have the opportunity of being translated out of this world before the even begins. This is the point I want to make here concerning these four night watches. We are looking for a time. The bride of Christ is looking for a time when she will be translated out of this world before the hour of temptation comes upon them. That's so in Revelation 3:10. It is a promise, "Because you've kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from," I will keep you out of, "the hour of temptation." Now, these here are in that. I want to notice that Paul also gave the same warning to the church there in Thessalonica. He says, "Let us not sleep, for God hath not appointed us to wrath," that is the wrath of the tribulation, not hell, but the wrath of the tribulation, "but to obtain salvation." If we watch, those of us who are alive and here this morning, if we are watching intently from him, then we too can be caught away before the even begins. I can say with absolute assurance and authority that the bulk of the church will not be taken out of this world until the evening watch. You can put this verse down. We'll not turn there. But Revelation 7:9 says it this way. John says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb." That innumerable company, that multitude without number, constitutes the bulk of the church in heaven. But then we couple that with the 14th verse of that same Revelation 7. It says this. John was asked the question, "Who are these?" He says, "I don't know, but here's the answer. I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. He said unto me, These are they," that is this innumerable company, "are they which came out of great tribulation." And so understand this. If we fail to watch, if those of the church today, before the evening begins, if they fail to watch, they are in danger of going into the tribulation period. And they will not be delivered until sometime in that period before the middle of the week. I have looked intently trying to find out and ascertain when this group would be taken out, and I simply have not found that. Perhaps others have. I'd love to know. But I don't think we are told. The key here is for us, he is coming as a thief. We must watch before this evening time even begins. And it is imperative that we do exactly that. If the church is not, many in the church, this innumerable multitude, if they are not taken out before the evening begins, which they are not, something is going to have to change. Because you see, the same pattern will prevail in the tribulation period, as we'll see again and again. There will be those who are watching for Jesus to appear, and there will be those who are not watching for him to appear. I guarantee you, those who miss that bridal company, when the tribulation begins to come in on them, and as we read there in Revelation 7, these came out of great tribulation. They are going to feel the horrendous effects of that power. That is what will wake them up, so to speak, and they will be looking for deliverance from Jesus intently at that time, as we are looking for him at this present hour. And so the key, once again, is, as the scripture said, you must watch, must be aware of what is going on, and indeed that Jesus is coming so very quickly. When the church, the bulk of the church, is taken out, the same pattern that we saw there in Matthew will prevail. There will be those taken away in judgment, but there will also be those who are left on the earth. And thus we come to the next watch. It is stated here in our verse 35, coming at evening, the next watch is midnight. This one is really easy of interpretation because Scripture is very precise in defining it. It is found in Matthew 24 and 25. We'll not turn there, but Matthew 24 tells us of the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the Scripture is very clear that there is only one point of difference between the 5 wise virgins and the 5 foolish virgins. The 5 wise virgins were sealed, or they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They had oil in their lamps. The 5 foolish did not have that oil. And so there came the day. You can read this in Matthew 25, 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all, that is, all 10 virgins, slumbered and slept. And at midnight. This is the midnight watch. This is, represents the middle of the tribulation week. At midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose. They trimmed their lamps. But you see, the foolish did not have oil in their lamps. And so verse 10 of that same chapter says this, "While they," that is the foolish, "went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." This means that the 5 wise virgins were caught away. They were watching. They had oil in them. They were ready. They went into the marriage, which is in heaven. And the foolish did not. Who are the 5 wise virgins? They are none other than the 144,000. You can read that they got the oil in their vessels in Revelation 7 when they were sealed with the power of the Holy Ghost. 12,000 out of each group. 144,000 that make up that company. They're also known as the man-child. You will find that group in Revelation 12. They are caught up from the earth into heaven, exactly like the 5 wise virgins were. They also arrive at midnight. They have to be exactly the same group. And so these 5 wise virgins represent those who are looking, longing. They are ready. And so they heard the cry and they were taken up to heaven. In actuality, the 144,000 or the man-child are the third rank of the church. They are the last group on this earth taken to heaven. And so it is important to understand that will happen at the midnight watch, at the midnight hour, and they will be translated into glory. So there was a reward for those who watched. What about those who did not? What about the 5 foolish virgins? It has been said, well, they just went to hell because Jesus said, "I know you not." Mark this fact well. God never, ever, ever calls a sinner a virgin. All of these were virgins. It means they were all saved. The only difference was that they did not have oil in their vessels when Jesus came the first time. If you read that record, you'll find that they came back and they cried, "Lord, Lord, open to us." There was no reason for them to come back unless they had filled their vessels with oil. But it was too late. There is a consequence of not watching. There is a loss. But let us understand, because this brings us to the third watch. just like those in the second watch missed it when Jesus came before the even or the night even began. Likewise, these five foolish virgins missed it when Jesus came for the 144,000. And so we find that the third watch is the cock crowing. These five wise virgins once again did not go to hell. They were left on the earth. I am quite confident at the time, this time of the cock crowing, there will be those who will be taken away in judgment, but these live for another day. These are elite believers, and they are all of Israel, just like the 144,000. And so they came back, as we read there, too late for that trip into heaven. But I want to notice that they are representative of those who will be watching in this watch known as the cock crowing. When the man-child is caught up in Revelation 12, Scripture goes right on from there explaining a woman. And the dragon stood before her, wanting to devour her. Couldn't get to the man-child, so now he's after her. That woman is none other than Israel. The five foolish virgins represent that remnant which will lead Israel as a nation unto the Lord in being a nation born in one day. You can compare this with Revelation 12 and verse 13. It says this: when the dragon, that is Satan, who had been cast out of heaven at that time, when he saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Revelation 12, 6 says this: the woman fled into the wilderness. And notice this: she has a place prepared of God that they should feed her 1,260 days. The five wise virgins are a part of this group. The five foolish virgins, rather, are a part of this group who will be protected on this earth during the most awful days, 1,260 days of the reign of Antichrist. Revelation 12, 14 says it this way: to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and time and half a time from the face of the serpent. It's the same 1,260 days. And so these five foolish virgins who are now filled with the Holy Ghost, they lead the charge, because they represent, at the cock crowing, the earliest return of the remnant of Israel, who will eventually, the nation, accept their Messiah in one day. Then brings us to the fourth watch. That's the morning. This one, we cannot say that he comes as a thief. The reason is because, as we read in Revelation 1:7, it says this: behold, he cometh with clouds. Those clouds are redeemed humanity. We expect to be in that company indeed when he comes. And notice, every eye shall see him. Not coming as a thief in the fourth watch. Every eye shall see him. Who are they? They also which pierced him. That speaks of Israel as a nation. And they will indeed recognize him and accept him as their Messiah. And all kindreds of the earth, that will be repentant Gentiles, they shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And so in all of these watches, there were those who were watching. There were those who did not. Those who watched were rewarded. Those who did not watch suffered a consequence. And so in closing this message, let us go once again here in verse 35, where we read of all of these four. You know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, and the cock crowing, or in the morning. To reiterate, he will come in all four of them, contrary to what men believe today. Verse 36. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. This is what I want to emphasize. We will see more of this in another message. This is what I want to emphasize. Sleeping is the great enemy that we have today. There are different reasons for it, as we will see subsequent messages. But this is one of them, sleeping. And we simply cannot allow that in our lives. And so he suddenly finds you sleeping. Verse 37, what I say unto you, I say unto all. This is why I say this message applies to us. Even though we have primarily seen what happens to Israel during the four-night watches, what I say unto you, I say unto you all. Paul said exactly the same thing as we've already said, that he has warned us against sleeping and that we must be awake. God did not appoint us to wrath. And so what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. That is our parting exhortation this morning. Let us watch, because Jesus could come at any moment, and we would be those who would be ready to go before the night of these four watches even starts. Shall we sing?